Orlando 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got a free COVID-19 vaccine clinic happening this Saturday. Let's get some information from Markina and Brenda Pouncil, who's on the phone with us right now with Save Our Children from Crime. Ladies, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great, being first, yes.
So we got a couple of events happening tomorrow. First, let's talk about this free COVID-19 vaccine clinic. Markina, won't you tell us about, first of all, what's going to take place with the vaccine clinic?
Well, my mom had been, wanting to, get the kids vaccinated. We've been worried about the kids. So what she's going to have us doing tomorrow, we got blessed to contact the Kansas City Health Department, and they're going to come out, and we're going to be giving out the first doses of the vaccine tomorrow, and then in 14 days or whatever time that the health department tells us to come back, we'll go ahead and we'll get the second doses administered. This is just an attempt for us to help the community with all of our children being back in school right now.
Yes.
And with the kids wanting to play sports and just go back to being regular. This is our way of helping educate our community on the COVID vaccine because there's a lot of hesitation.
Yes.
And so this is our way to give them a little information and let them have an opportunity to go ahead and get the vaccine.
And where would this be taking place at and what time?
Okay, so we're going to be there from 8 to 12 noon, and we'll be at the Seven Oaks Park, and it's located off of 3700 Kensington. We'll be closer to the side on 39th in Kensington.
Okay.
So we'll be by the pavilion, where the main pavilion of the park is.
Yes, I know exactly where you're talking about over there. And this is for 12 and up. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We definitely want to make sure we take care of these kids, especially with everybody going back to school. And you're worried about kids maybe bringing it back home to you as well, to the parents and everybody else in the household with that. So we definitely want to make sure we get as many people vaccinated as we can. And Brenda, I understand you definitely miss the kids, so you definitely want to make sure people are getting vaccinated.
Oh, I sure do, because I miss my grandkids and I miss playing with other people's kids. And it really touched me when I can't hold them or shake their hand or they give me a hug. It hurts me. I have feelings. I'm human.
Yes.
It's like we all is. And I want my babies to be around here a long, long time.
Yes.
You know, and then all at the same time, while we're going to be doing this, we're going to call out all our women in the greater Kansas City area. I don't care if you a mama, big mama, what you call yourself, nanny, or whatever. You got children generation. God is talking to us female women. And I want us to come down there in that park, and I don't care if you say you are a prophet, okay, and you are a missionary on a mission for the Lord. You know, we can be talk, and not doing the walk.
Mm.
Let's put the mask on, wash our hands, hold them hands up in the air, and tell devil he's a liar. He's not taking no more our kids. We can't even hear it. We can't even listen when it passes by. And you sure can't chew and swallow and eat it.
Mm.
When you look up, it's all you and you're dead. I got a cousin right now. He's a police officer. He's a black officer. He's right now, God, intensive care. And then I got my auntie, Dorothy Mae Prue. She's in the hospital behind this stuff. This stuff is attacking our babies.
Mm.
Don't let them fool you about not wearing them masks. You wear the masks and wash your hands.
Yes.
And stay prayerful with your family. I don't care if you out here, whatever y'all call yourself, wanted to do. We living in this generation of time. And you're going to be talking the smack and walking the walk, but I'm being truthful with all of this. We need to come together. I want to see y'all, please, y'all. All of us need to get together